the winner of the inaugural OECS ECCB International Netball Series 2019 comes to us from the Spice Isle, Grenada.
There we go, ladies and gentlemen, the final awards. Team Grenada and Team St. Vincent and the Grenadines ending on 13
and
points
Grenada
each.
Grenada
would walk away with
trophy.
The Gloria Valentine Championship Trophy. The curtains came down on a wonderful week of OECS netball on Friday evening, with Team Grenada emerging champions, St. Vincent and the Grenadines placing second, and St. Lucia third. You are in tune to CB Connects and the BDS Nice Radio as we bring to a close our reports from the Arnesville Sporting Complex, Kingstown, St. Vincent, and I'm Roxel John. In the two competition matches played on Friday evening, Dominica and Antigua and Barbuda hammered out the 5 p.m. fixture, with both teams looking for the important bragging rights as well as for international rankings. Dominica drew first blood by edging ahead after the first quarter, 14-12. Their lead was reduced by one at the end of the second period when the scores stood at 27-26. The ladies from the land of many rivers regained their composure and held a 40-34 advantage after quarter three before a resurgent Antigua and Barbuda made a determined effort in the final quarter that took them within one goal but lost 48-47 to Dominica. In a fitting end to the competitive aspect of the week's activities, and as if enough excitement had not already been experienced, St. Vincent and the Grenadines and St. Lucia stole the show when they stunned the very large crowd at the Arnesville Sporting Complex with a thrilling 42-all tie. The St. Lucians led 13-11, 25-18, and 34-30 after the first three periods before the Vincentian team got a second wind that lifted them forward in the final period. Both teams exchanged the lead several times in the final period before the official timer had the last say, as a regulation time expired with both teams tied on 42 goals each. Final words were received from Anna Maria Xavier of Dominica, Shem Maxwell of St. Lucia, and Coach Katie Gabriel of Grenada. Congratulations on your championship honors.
Well, thank you. Thank you so very much. It is indeed a pleasure.
Is it over now?
Oh, finally it's over.
All right, one other question, Coach, before you join your ladies for a picture. Where do we go from here for Team Grenada? You did say that you're preparing to go to Wales. What have you taken away from the competition, and what do you need to work on? And other than your tour to Wales, where do you go from here for Team Grenada?
All right, well, as I would have said before, we are preparing to go to Wales. What we're taking from this tournament, we realize that there are fewer areas that we need to tidy up on. So going back home, we're going to rest for 2 days and then back again training on Monday, please God. The girls, we have some that have to get a little bit of rest and massages and stuff like that. So we are going to work that also into our preparation.
What does this win mean to you?
Well, I must say I'm ecstatic, because I mean, coming to a tournament and not winning one game is a bit demoralizing. So having won this game is like, oh my God, thank you, Jesus.
Xavier, it's been a long tournament, not much rest, back-to-back games, early mornings, late evenings, late nights. It's been really, really hard, but guess what? Antigua and Barbuda and Dominica came and gave it their all this evening. What drove you?
Well, as I said before, we wanted to win a game. It was a must. It was a have to. It was a bung to. And we spoke before the game. We spoke after lunch. We spoke before the game. We spoke on the bus. We spoke at the court. We said that we just couldn't lose that game, and everybody just was of the mindset to win.
Depleted energy levels, injuries. Oh, my word, it must have been a difficult week, but an enjoyable week, I must say.
Oh yes, it was fun, because it's a long time that we have not participated in a tournament of that nature, a senior tournament. And today we said that There's no reason to leave behind any energy, to remember any injury. Just give it everything, and at the end of the day, at the end of the evening, we'll just lie down and rest.
Well, DBS is having their newscast just shortly from now. It would be great for them to report that you have won a game. It's not about winning only. You are now going to be ranked. What does that mean to you?
Oh, that because we came here to be ranked, and that's the same thing that we've been saying. We cannot leave here and not get a mark, you know, on the board. We want at least one win to our name, and we have achieved that, so we feel very proud of ourselves.
Well, we know that sports in Dominica is a big, 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 big thing. I know that your supporters, the ministry officials, everybody at the Netball Association would be happy, and I know there were going to be things put in the wheel now.
I think my team feels a bit fabulous, even if we didn't come out victorious at the ending. But I think all in all, we gave it a good fight, and we were able to match up with St. Vincent tonight, and I think it was a great effort from my team.
The closing ceremony that followed the netballing treat included a number of addresses before the following awards and prizes were presented. MVP of Antigua, Amy Lake. MVP of Dominica, Aaliyah Prince. MVP of Grenada, Letitia Cato. MVP St. Lucia, Shema Maxwell. And MVP of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Josiane Antoine. Josiane Antoine of SVG was adjudged the best defending player. Letitia Cato of Grenada, the most accurate shooter and player of the tournament. Narissa Delpesh of SVG, the best midcourt player. And best attacking player, Shema Maxwell of St. Lucia. The best defending team is St. Lucia, the best attacking team, Grenada, and the most disciplined team, Dominica. At this juncture, there are three things that are for certain. Antigua and Barbuda will regain international status, as well as St. Lucia and Dominica. Grenada are the inaugural champions of the OECS-ECCB International Netball Series, and netball in the OECS sub-region is truly alive and well. With the final report from the Arnestville Sporting Complex, Kingstown, St. Vincent, on the OECS-ECCB International Netball Series, I'm Roxel John for ECCB Connect and BDS Nice Radio.